Welcome to the K-Scope podcast. Billy Reeves here. Ulva have a new album out. It's called Merci, played with the Tromso Chamber Orchestra, commissioned for the Tromso Culture House in cooperation with the Arctic Opera and Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a heady mixture, therefore, of classical, electronic, ambient and rock music. We've Chris from Ulva coming up to tell us a little more. But first, here's Ulva, Glamour Box.
We'll be right back.
from the new album, Merci. That's Glamour Box. I spoke to Chris from the band via Skype at his home in Oslo and started by asking him how the commission from the city of Tromsø had come about.
Well, the guy, the main guy up there at the Culture House, he's an old acquaintance of ours. He we did music for a movie he did some 10 years ago. And he called me up one day and told me that him and this other guy, who was actually the director of the chamber orchestra, had wanted to do something out of the ordinary at this house where he was now the director. And didn't say too much more than that. Although, after we accepted, we started to discuss some preferences and throw some ideas around, and but I think he just wanted us to do something with the orchestra, and trusted us to come up with the answer, I suppose. So it wasn't too specific.
But I found myself looking for clues. Perhaps the six pieces suggested a Catholic mass or the opposite of a Catholic mass. The titles are quite socio-political. Is there a theme that binds it all together, would you say?
Well, yeah, it's quite obvious that we're playing with traditions and themes of sort of Roman Catholic Christianity and divine liturgy and the classic Requiem, Mass for the Dead, those kind of themes. But at the same time, I don't like to say too much about the background for this and that, if it's for or against, or if these are juxtapositions to your Kyrian, Lorian, and Agnus Dei. I find that takes away the mystery from things.
How did the creative process work then? Once you've been commissioned, did you and the band write the material first? Was it composed in a traditional way and then taken to the orchestra?
Well, it started with we'd listen to classical music, basically, because we knew that we wanted to approach it from sort of classic music perspective. So I guess that was how we started. And after a while, we got this guy Martin, who's in fact he studied at the University of Music and Arts in Vienna, and he got involved originally to pen out the score for the orchestra. But then he became more involved and had some suggestions as well. So we would throw things back and forth a bit with him, and it's in the end it's pretty much composed, I would say, even though we improvise to get there. Sometimes it's we didn't leave much space for improvisation in the end.
Thank you.
can't imagine a British record being made the way that this was made.
I would actually like to point out that you do have, you know, we've been, I think the group Coil, the UK group Coil, should be mentioned here, you know, which is a group we've been listening to for 20 years now, who consistently kept things challenging or interesting, and not that they were ever a big act, but they certainly influenced household names, you know, in the music industry. As far as Norwegian equivalents, it's difficult. I can't really think of any.
What's finally then? What's next for Ulva? What are you planning next?
Actually, last week we had some meetings with a director at the National Theatre in Oslo, so we're going to put sound to some to their spring performances of Dostoevsky. So that's actually our next project. We don't know yet how it will sort of manifest, or if it'll take the form of an album, maybe even a sort of a radio theater type thing at some point. But for now, that's our sort of next commission.
Ulver. You heard Shree Schneider, and that one, Son of Man, from the album Messe, which is out on K-Scope right now. Right, some notices before I go. Mothlight return on the 9th of December with Mathair on 10-inch blue vinyl and download an EP. The brainchild, of course, of Daniel O'Sullivan from Ulver and Miracle and Grumbling Fur. Four new tracks on this EP, plus a remix of Seeing in the Dark, a track from last year's Dark Age album. kscopemusic.com for details, where you can also stream a track from the EP, Dawn Lake. Bruce Sword and Jonas Renske from Catatonia are touring their Wisdom of Crowds album throughout Europe in December, from December the 3rd to December the 13th. I'll see you at the London show on December the 8th. And Bruce's band, The Pineapple Thief, have Tightly Unwound, released on the 9th of December as a 2-CD set. The first album ever released on K-Scope, of course, remastered, remixed. The bonus disc features tracks from Dawn Raids and an acoustic version of Shoot First. No Sound release Light Dark on the 25th of November, a deluxe edition of No Sound's debut album for K-Scope, double vinyl and as a CD and DVD set, featuring high-resolution stereo and 5.1 mixes and reworked artwork. And Gavin Harrison and 05 Rick, out now, Drop, the K-Scope edition of the debut album from Porcupine Tree's drummer and his collaboration, of course, with multi-instrumentalist 05 Rick. To finish with this time, then, a track from Sand, the new album from Sam Healy of North Atlantic Oscillation, which is out on K-Scope right now. This track is available as a free download via sandtheband.com, and it's entitled Clay. My name's Billy Reeves, and I'll see you soon. Ta-da! Patiently tasting the poison that captive release. We'll be right back.
take.